Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of jihad and terrorism of Islam. In our previous program, we shared a little bit about the life of Muhammad. We learned that Muhammad was born in Mecca after the death of his father. A little bit later, his mother died. He moved and lived with his grandpa, who died when Muhammad was 6 years old. And finally, Muhammad lived with his uncle. We also learned that Muhammad was not a Jew or a Christian, but he was actually an idol worshiper, like everybody else in his family. He chose the black stone to be his god, whom he worshipped all the days of his life. Even after he claimed to be a prophet, he continued to worship this black stone, which until today, Muslims all over the world, when they go to visit Mecca to perform the pillar number 5 in Islam, which is the Hajj, they also worship the black stone. As Muslims claim that by kissing the black stone, they receive forgiveness for their sins. Also, in our last program, we learned that Muhammad claimed to be a prophet at the age of 40, and he continued to live in Mecca for 13 years. During these 13 years, Muhammad was making the soft, moderate poetry of the Quran, which is simply a copy of many of the stories of the Bible and other stories as well. After the death of his wife and his uncle, Muhammad immigrated to the city of Yathrib, a Jewish city, and he took it by the edge of the sword a couple years later, and then he continued to make the poetry of his Quran, which now became so brutal, barbaric, hateful, which teaches death to anyone and everyone who will not submit to Islam. And we learned in our last program about the doctrine of abrogation, how Allah changed his word in the final revelation in the Medini chapters by replacing all the moderate teaching of the Quran by the new barbaric teaching of the Quran, and that is the true final Islam. We also learned in our last program that the Bedouins, who are the early Arab Muslims, did not believe in Muhammad. They simply submitted to him as a result of fear, and faith never enters their hearts, as it is written in Quran chapter 49 and verse 14. 9 years later, after Muhammad emigrated from the city of Mecca to the city of Medina, he returned once again to live in Mecca. And now let's continue with our study of jihad and terrorism of Islam. Muhammad continued to live in the city of Mecca for one final year, and Muhammad died at the age of 63. And it's amazing, the day Muhammad died, 5 new prophets came to exist. Why? Because they found it was easy and successful for Muhammad to claim to be a prophet, so why not themselves? And the Muslims, the Arabs, the Bedouins, who did not believe in Islam, they simply submitted as a result of fear. Many of them left Islam, but the new Khalifa, Abu Bakr Siddiq, not Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi, the one we have seen today leading ISIS and the Muslim state, but the first Abu Bakr, Abu Bakr Siddiq, did exactly what the Khalifa Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi is doing today. He performed the teachings of Allah in the Quran. That is, when Abu Bakr Siddiq engaged in war with all those who apostate, because that is what Allah said in Quran chapter 6 and verse 151. As we read Allah's word, do not kill the soul which Allah forbid, except with a just cause. And the soul which Allah forbid to be killed is the Muslim soul. And the just cause, as Muhammad declared in the hadith, is one of the following 3. If a Muslim kill a Muslim, or if a Muslim commit adultery, or if a Muslim apostate, leave the religion of Islam. And this was the first civil war in the life of the Muslims. that is the war of apostasy, where Muslim believers who stayed with Abu Bakr killed all other Muslims who apostated, meaning left the cult of Islam. Few months later, the Muslims were united in 12 armies. Yes, indeed, you heard me right. Not 12 disciples, as it was in the case of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, but 12 armies. And these 12 armies spread the new cult, the cult of Islam, in the Middle East. As you can see, one country after another fell into the hands of the Muslims. When these armies traveled throughout the land, they were practicing the teachings of the Quran. We're talking about the Medini chapters, the harsh, barbaric, violent teaching of the Quran, not the early moderate Quran, the Mecca Quran, which was abrogated, just as ISIS are doing today. A good example of that, they were practicing Quran chapter 9, verse 5. They were going everywhere they can to meet with the infidels in war, giving them three choices. Number one, to be killed. That is obviously killing all the males who can protect these countries. Number two, to take the women and the children as slaves and concubines. Number three, for the people of the land to submit, to surrender, to repent, that is, to convert to Islam. And that is exactly how Islam spread all over the world, all the way from Saudi Arabia to Morocco, to Somalia, to Turkey, to Afghanistan and Pakistan, even to the islands of Indonesia. But that is not what they are teaching our children today in our public schools in America. For as I look at what our children are learning, it is completely the opposite story. They are telling them that Islam spread with proof and evidence. People loved Islam. People loved the tolerance of Islam. People loved the teachings of the Quran, the loving and peaceful religion. But that's not what happened in the past. And that's not even what's happening today. Islam was spread all over these foreign lands, all over the countries which did not even speak the Arabic language. And also they did not have access to the Quran. For Muslims never translated the Quran to all these countries' languages, but people submitted simply because they have no choice. Millions of Christian men were slaughtered, their women and their daughters were raped by the Muslims, and later, when they got pregnant, they produced the first generation of Muslims all over these countries. Even until today, 87% of Muslims know nothing about the Quran, know nothing about Islam. They cannot even read simply one sentence in the pages of the Quran, simply because they are foreigners and they do not know the Arabic language. But they and their ancestors in the last 1400 years became Muslim simply because they submit to this new reality, the reality of death or life. Death for rejecting this new cult, or life by submitting to those who came to invade their land. So now we know that Islam did not spread all over the world because there was true believers who believed in it, but because people submitted to it. First, the Arab, the Bedouins in Muhammad days, then the rest of the known world as Muslim invaded these countries, one city at a time. Once again, I would like to emphasize on the map of Saudi Arabia, where Muhammad was born and grew up, and where Muhammad immigrated and changed the teachings of his cult, Islam. Mecca is a city in Saudi Arabia, near the Red Sea, almost in the middle of Saudi Arabia. And Muhammad lived there all his life, even after he claimed to be a prophet, for another 13 years. During these years, Muhammad taught the teachings of Allah, as Muhammad claimed it was given to him by Angel Jibreel, which is known as the revelation of the Quran, which was simply soft, or what we call today moderate teachings. It was not loving, it was not peaceful, for there is not one verse in the Quran where Muslims learned to be in love or to live in peace with others. But then Muhammad immigrated from this city of Mecca, 210 miles north, which is the new location of Medina. And in that city, Muhammad taught the new revelation of Allah, which abrogated the early revelation of Islam. That is the Medini chapters. And that's where we find jihad and terrorism in the Quran. This map is very important because it shows us the two stages as Muslims live in a land. First, when Muhammad and his followers lived in the city of Mecca, they practiced the moderate teachings of the Quran, which we can find all over the verses which Muhammad claimed to receive in his first 13 years in Mecca. But then, when Muhammad and his followers immigrated to the city of Medina, and Muhammad had a large number of followers, and when Muhammad and his followers have the upper hand, they began to practice the jihadi and the terrorization teachings of the Quran, the Medini verses, which was the final word of Allah given to Muhammad and all the Muslim believers. And that's how Muhammad and his followers were able to take over all the Saudi Arabia Peninsula. And that's how early Muslims were able to take over the Middle East. And that is exactly what the Muslims do as they immigrate throughout the world.
600 years after Jesus Christ walked this planet, an obscure Arab preacher began proclaiming a radical and violent new faith. The would-be prophet, Muhammad. The new faith, the religion of Islam. And now, 14 centuries later, over 1.5 billion people claim to follow him and his supposed revelations from God contained within the Quran. But here in the modern West, what do we truly know about this deadly and dangerous religion that has conquered, killed, and enslaved hundreds of millions over the centuries? What do we know of its founder, of its holy book, and of its unalterable mandate to subdue and rule all of mankind? The Lord said through Hosea the prophet that, "My people are destroyed because of a lack of knowledge." To combat this lack of understanding, the Straight Way of Grace Ministry travels all across the United States to speak to churches and organizations with captivating and media-rich presentations on a wide variety of topics. It's time you, your church, or your organization becomes equipped with the truth about Islam. We are only one phone call or email away from scheduling a single seminar or even an entire series in your area. Please contact us at 941-223-1703 or by email at vicki@thestraightway.org. That's Vicki spelled V-I-C-K-I. You can also visit our website for more information at www.thestraightway.org. And now, back to our show.
Sadly, as I watch the news, I cannot imagine how the media cannot get it. This media were telling us that the Muslims in France are different than the Muslims in America. You see, in France, the Muslim did not assimilate with the French. But in America, Muslims are assimilating with their communities. Therefore, we should not get worried about Muslims in America because they are different. No, my friends. And here are some facts. The problem in Europe is not just in France. It is in Germany. It is in Holland. It is in England. It is in Ireland. It is in Belgium. It is in every one of these 31 countries. It have nothing to do with the lack of assimilation or not, because Muslims will never assimilate with others. The problem here, in simple word, is Muslims in Europe are no longer the 1-2% as they used to be 30 years ago. And also, they are not the minority as we see them in America. And the day will come when Muslim in America will reach to the 5.5-6% or maybe 10% as we see it in France, and then it will be too late. When Muslims are small minority, 1% or less, they live the early life of Muhammad and they practice the early teaching of Muhammad, which we can read throughout the Quran in the Mecca chapters. But when Muslims have the upper hand, they will automatically move. They will evolve from the moderate Muslim to the jihadi and terrorist Muslims. Muslims will never assimilate with any people group. And the proof of that is very simple. If Muslims in America are telling us that they are different than the Muslim who live in Europe, which Muslim man will volunteer to give his daughter as a wife to a Christian or a Jewish husband? I am talking about the Muslims, those who live here in America. I challenge a Muslim family who will come up to the stage and say, "We will assimilate with the West, and here is our proof, and here is our evidence. We are true Muslim believers, and we allow our daughter to marry to a non-Muslim." They don't. I know the media has been talking lately about the 571 small Muslim communities, which is known to be the red zone communities or no-go zone communities in France. But my friends, this is happening all over Europe. It's not just in France. It is all over Europe. As a matter of fact, it is here already in America. Our FBI, our CIA know about that. For years, they know about the 35 Muslim camps which we have all over America, and they cannot do anything about it. Fox News talked about it, and conservative radio station talked about it. I talked about it at least since Obama came to power. For the last 6 years, I've been crying out for the red zone or no-go zone for Muslim communities all over America. You can go online and do a quick search, and you find exactly where these locations exist in America. Even though we only have 1% or less than 1% of Muslims living here in America. Let me give you another evidence that Muslims will not assimilate with us here in America as it is in the case of Muslims in Europe. Why Muslims in America are requesting and demanding to have their own Sharia, Islamic law, to be practiced in our court systems in America. And the sixth thing is that the liberals, the Democrats, are willing to submit to the Muslims and give them the okay that they can practice Sharia, Islamic law in America. Let me give you just one example, not two or three, because I got plenty of examples about how the liberals are bending down, bowing down, as it was in the case of the President Barack Hussein Obama, when he bowed down to the Saudi King Abdulaziz. And so it is with every Democrat, man and woman in this country. Let me give you this one example. You see, last June in my home state, Florida, Governor Scott signed a bill, Senate Bill 386. Any of you right now can go online and search for Senate Bill 386 of the state of Florida. And that bill clearly said that Muslims in the state of Florida cannot practice Sharia, Islamic law, in our court system. And when I looked at the votes of the Republicans and the Democrats, I could not believe my eyes. I was almost shocked. Why is that? Because all Republicans voted yes for that bill. All the Republicans, that is our senators and our congressmen and women, said, we do not want Muslims to practice Sharia, Islamic law, in the state of Florida. But on the other hand, all Democrats, except four congressmen of the state of Florida, went in the opposite side, and they sided with the Muslims, saying no to this bill, because they want Muslims to practice Sharia, Islamic law, in our courts in Florida. The numbers goes like that. 24 Republican senators said yes for State Bill 386, but all 14 Democrats said no, which means the Democrats want to give the Muslims the freedom to practice Sharia in our courts in Florida. 78 congressmen and women said yes for the bill. 74 are Republican and only 4 Democrat. And the rest of the 40 Democrat congressmen and congresswomen said no for the bill. But thank God that this information concerning the vote of each and every one of our legislators is not something we made up. This material is available. Any one of you can go online right now and look for Senate Bill 386 in the state of Florida, and you get the name of each and every one of these senators and congressmen, and you will see that all the Democrats went with the Muslims to appease the Muslims. They simply submitted to the Muslims, and all Republicans went with our Constitution. So once again, to go back to our study, Muslims in America are no different than Muslims in Europe, except Muslims in America are less than 1%, and Muslims in Europe are higher than 5% or so. And as time goes and the Muslim will have a larger number in Europe, you will see even worse than what you see today. And when American Muslims will reach 5.5-6%, Muslims in America will exchange the moderate movement of Islam by the jihadi and terrorism practice of Islam. Now, as I travel throughout this land all these years, and I meet with many Americans, which I believe to be naive, People who have a sincere heart, they love all people, and they want to have peace with everybody. When these people hear me teaching the truth about Islam, they deny it. Every time when I say that the problem we have in the world is Islam, people do not believe what I'm teaching for a simple reason, because they have wonderful Muslim friends. So many Americans come to me and tell me, Usama, you're wrong. You're not telling us the truth. Dr. Muhammad is the best doctor I ever have. He helped me to deliver my 3 babies. Or, Usama, you're wrong. Mr. Ali and his wife, Sister Fatma, our neighbors for 20 years, they're the best neighbors we ever have. Or this or that. All these other good reasons why the Americans do not believe me about what I'm teaching concerning the jihad and terrorism of Islam to be true, simply because they do not know what is written in the Quran. Yes, I know that some Muslims are wonderful people because simply they do not know Islam. These are the Muslims whom I call deceived Muslims. But I know also other Muslims who are deceiver Muslims. They know exactly what they're doing. But here is an important fact I would like to leave you with. You cannot judge Islam by what Muslims say or do, as much as you cannot judge Christianity by what some people who call themselves Christians say or do. Islam is the teachings of Allah in the Quran and the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith. And so it is also in Christianity. Christianity is the teachings of our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ, all the commands which we can read in the pages of the New Testament. If it is in the Quran, it is Islam. If it is not in the Quran, then it is not Islam. And until we meet again to look at the rest of our study of jihad and terrorism of Islam, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from Him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and He cannot allow sin into His heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.